Today's scripture is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I'm Reed Turner. I'm just kidding. My name is David Sullivan Heller, but a lot of you and all my friends know me as Sully. So this morning for your sermon, we're going to start with a mental picture moment. You are 15 and you're going to turn 16 in a couple of weeks. And you kind of gotten a hang of this whole church thing. You've been going to youth, you've been going to Sunday school. Really, it's all kind of coming to you. And you're sitting there in the youth room, getting everything ready for that night, an SLT meeting. And your youth pastor comes up and says, hey, would you like to help at Youth Sunday on November 17th? And you reply with, of course, yes, I would love to help. Yes. Where will I be greeting? And he says, oh, no. Here's your scripture. You'll be preaching. All right, so a couple problems with that. First of all, Isaiah, there are no Veggie Tales on Isaiah. I had no coloring books that said Isaiah on the front of them. I didn't really know about this whole Isaiah dude. But guess what? We're here now, so let's see how this goes. So this whole verse is about God's promises. And one thing he promised is he says, I am creating a new Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, God was not going to destroy Jerusalem. Actually, he was going to spiritually rebuild it. He was going to rejoice in his people as they go and spread his word, as they go to door in the marketplace and proclaim his word. They were going to talk about him, and with that, their faith would grow and Jerusalem would prosper. He also said that when you build a house, and when you plant in your vineyards, no one shall take those. They're yours. They're nobody else's. And you will, the work of your hands will always be yours. I have a highlighter right here, and I'm marking off as I'm saying stuff so I don't go in circles. So the homes are a lot like our faith. If you think about it, you build your home. It is your faith, and no one can take that away from you. I can't just walk down to Mr. Will Poole and say, I'm going to take your faith now. Thank you. Thank you for having it ready for me so I can borrow that. You know, you can't just take someone else's faith. Faith has to be through work, through going to church, through reading the Bible, through experiencing God. God's greatest promise to all of us is that he will never leave our side. into all of these things, going out to rebuild Jerusalem, building these homes, all of these are possible through his promise that's coming in a month. Our Lord and Savior is coming in 1 month, and all of these promises that he's given us will be made through him. And with the homes, that's your faith. This is my faith story. I started off Jewish. I went to a temple every Sunday. I started going to Hebrew school, getting ready for my bar mitzvah. And my parents, who are sitting over there, they were Christian. They have never risen a kid Jewish. It was a whole new experience. But they did it. They worked hard. And through that, their faith grew because they knew that God had a plan for us. But while going to temple, we went to Temple Bethel down in downtown Birmingham. I realized that wasn't for me. I felt like a pond sitting there. Nothing's kind of moving through it. If there's a drought, especially in Alabama, it dries up, doesn't come back. And if it's cold, it freezes and the water isn't moving underneath. So I felt like my faith wasn't going anywhere. I'm just here to sit in this classroom and, you know, speak Hebrew and then learn about the history of Israel. I didn't get it. And then I was like, let's try this whole church thing. My parents go, obviously, there's something good about it. They're going to church. So I met this lady named Pastor Sherry. And I met her while eating a donut at church dinner. And it changed my life. I started going to Step Up. And then I was like, I guess I want to go through confirmation. This whole Christian thing really spoke to me. Like, there's something here that I wasn't seeing before. And so then I go up to my mom one day and say, Mom, I want to be baptized next Sunday. And she says, have you talked to anyone? Like, okay. And then I don't get baptized that Sunday. I get baptized the Sunday after that. And this is probably the biggest part of it. I've been going through some trouble that year. It was sixth grade, kind of a big transition phase. And I was really feeling down about myself. I really wasn't feeling great. I had no self-esteem whatsoever. And I kind of was just lost. And so I didn't do anything that bad. But like, I said some things I didn't mean to someone I loved. And it really broke me apart when I said those things. But I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to be born anew. This is it. This is the turning point in my life. I have gone to church. I've gone to Sunday school. I've kind of read the Bible. I kind of got a hang of it. I'm trying to grow my faith with God beside me because he promised he'd be by me this whole time. And so I was like, God's beside me. This is everything. And then my Nana, who had been very sick, I don't know if she was going to be able to make it to my baptism, but that morning I get a call from my dad and he says, trust me, we're coming. We're stuck in traffic. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Nana didn't get ready on time. And he said, no. Nana was in the car at 5 in the morning. It's your grandpa that wasn't ready. The alarm didn't go off. And I was like, okay, well, that's grandpa. All right. So, and then I look back. I'm up the front row with all my stuff. I had all my stuff on. I was really excited. And in walks my Nana. I had never been happier. My whole family, all 8 pews of us, came forward when I got baptized, and I said, this is it. God is in my life. My life is good. Everything is going well. And in a month later, my Nana passes away. And I said, okay, God, let's chat. What was funny? Like, what happened? I literally went through all of this to get closer to you, and you took away someone I loved? And at first I was like, this is pushing me further and further away, but it wasn't. It was bringing me closer to him. I was talking to God more now. Hey, how's Nana doing? She doing all right? She pampered? She better be pampered. There better be Diet Coke by her bed every single morning. You know, talking to him, asking how all of these things are. But it also grew in me that God never left. Again, his promise is that he would never leave me, and I thought he did. But one thing, as humans, at least as me, I sometimes break promises. And sometimes they're accidental, sometimes they're on purpose. At the 8:30, I do the announcement video every single weekend. And Stephen counseled me to send in that video. Last weekend, I was out with my dad, and I think it was like 7 o'clock, and I was at Taco Mama, and I sent Stephen an email, said, yeah, I'm not gonna be having the announcements in. I'll do them live. I just broke my promise to him. Stephen's not hurt by it, because he knows I'll do it, but I still broke his promise. One thing that God does is he never breaks a promise. Okay. And the promises that he gives me, he gives to other people. And through me, through the love he has shown me, I show other people that love because his love ricochets off people. It doesn't just go through me and just like chill there. I'm always active in the youth. You'll see me. I always, for the past like 3 or 4 years, I've worked at Harrisburg Station at Trunk or Treat. My hands look awesome every single year. I'm always at youth. I work the tech in the back of youth. I love it. But also other people's promises that God has made them come to me. I have one lady, and her name is Katie Allred, and she is our new Sunday school teacher. And we kind of got her back last year, I think, and it was a whole new ballgame. And we were like, all right, who's this Katie woman? What she's about? But what she did is she taught me how to read the Bible. She taught me how to open it up and look into it and be like, this is what it means. It's not just words on a page. There's a story behind it. There's life. There are promises. And then there is another lady. She was in the 8:30. Her name is Elizabeth Sevilla. She is my Spanish teacher. And God has worked. She was a missionary in, where was it? Mexico. That's where it was. She was a missionary in Mexico. And she loved it. And I'd never been to First Priority, and she led First Priority. So I was like, I'm gonna try First Priority. She's a great person. I tell my friend Gracie Precise, and I say, hey Gracie, my grandma's bringing food, and we got First Priority. And she said, food, Jesus, count me in. So I go and meet her by the bus, and we walk in. And the amount of love flowing from that room made me realize God isn't just here. God isn't just in the youth room. God is everywhere. And when the verse said, a new heaven and a new earth, that's Christ. Christ was going to bring us that new heaven and new earth. And through him, he put all these people in my life, these people who have shaped me. And everyone's faith is not just there. Their faith is made through everyone. Any person that has come and talked to me, the people that helped me with this sermon, Miss Cindy Sapp and my grandma, I went to their house, bought them Starbucks, sat down with my laptop, and I said, let's talk sermon. The way God worked in their life worked in my sermon. When I worked with Pastor Reed with my sermon, how God has worked with him worked in my sermon. All of these things build my faith. It's a little piece. Just a little piece of each person builds your faith. And I hope today I take a little piece of my faith and give it to you. That way, you all have a piece of me, and all have a piece. It's a kind of like an exchange thing. I'm just like, I'll give you one if you give me one. And so, you know, it really seems to work out because doing this, writing a sermon, first of all, is hard. I got this thing 3 months ago. And last night, my mom said one thing, and I completely erased everything I had, and I started over. That may have been a mistake, but it's okay. Where was I? Oh. But by doing that, I realized this is what it's supposed to be. This is what this sermon means to me. This isn't, I was first just describing the verse. I just broke down the verse like an English teacher and was like, this means this, and this means this. And I was like, I would get bored just hearing myself talk. But through that, it made me express my faith more than I ever thought I would. And especially within my family, within my friends, everyone sitting over here in these beautiful t-shirts that Amanda helped us design, they've all helped me in ways that they just don't know. Because you don't have to talk to me to just give me faith. A simple smile. And I'm like, wow. And it's a song, they'll know we are Christians by our love. I don't have to go out and spray paint some kid's hair. I don't have to go out and work in the youth room. I don't have to go to First Priority. Showing people how I care, they know I'm a Christian because that's what they see in me. And all those many weeks ago, every one of them, except for my friend Ola, I actually asked her Friday to come and help. So Friday she asked, but all those weeks ago, we all promised Preston, we all promised Preston we would be here, ready to work, ready to worship, and ready to give you, and I was ready to give you a sermon now. Have I upheld that promise? That's up for y'all to decide. I wrote that down, so I'll marking it off. Now, let's pray. Thank you, God, for this opportunity I've had today. Thank you for the people in our lives who remind us of all your promises and blessings that you have given us. Be with us as we go throughout this week and into this Thanksgiving season as we start to remember what we are thankful for. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.